In 1972, Captain Eugene Cernan and two fellow astronauts began what would become the last mission to the moon, Apollo 17. On December 14, 1972, after scratching his daughter's initials in the lunar dust and setting up a remote camera, he stepped into the lunar lander and left the moon. Cernan assumed someone else would go back, but then he says the U.S. space program took a wrong turn.
Oh, there is no space program.
He's disappointed by the current situation.
We can't even put an American in space, on a made-in-American piece of hardware, to go to our own space station.
Cernan came to Austin to promote the film about him, aptly called The Last Man on the Moon. The film tells of a time in the 1960s and early 1970s when the United States was launching men into space every few months.
This is for real.
It mixes archival footage of a young Cernan with shots of the older man of today revisiting sites associated with his space adventure. There's triumph, but also sadness, as Cernan recalls the cost his family paid for his all-out commitment to his career. Director Mark Craig says it was not hard getting frank, honest comments from Cernan.
Luckily for us, Gene is a very articulate character anyway, and so he was able to sort of express his own feelings and emotions.
It's clear that Cernan remains fascinated by the moon.
Will I go back in a half a second?
Cernan knows his days in space are over, but he hopes others will follow up on what he and his fellow astronauts started.
All we got to do is inspire those young kids and give them the opportunity that someone gave myself and all my colleagues.
And what does it take to be a space explorer?
If you believe that what you're doing throughout life is the right thing to do, and you're willing to accept a challenge and take the risk to get it done, you've got what I call the right stuff.
And he hopes the film, The Last Man on the Moon, helps spread that message. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.